Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Coach Alonzo Child Sun Devils Football Show. Tonight's going to be a little different. Coach is busy tonight. There's a lot of things going on with the game, having complications getting on. So we're going to go it alone a little bit tonight. First of all, this week, we got the Carolina Bulls. That's right, the Sun Devils will be going to an away game versus the Carolina Bulls. And real quickly, I'm going to give my prediction. I'm going to put the Sun Devils 24 and the Bulls 13, just based on what I've seen. Of course, the Sun Devils coming off a win this past weekend versus the Ducks. And the coach has told me that the guys have been working hard and doing everything they can to get ready for this game. And so we're gonna root on the Sun Devils to go 3-0 in the league. And that's right, we're gonna put the Sun Devils 24, the Bulls 13. The injury report, from what I understand, is pretty clean. No one any major injuries this week. Also, we just want to let you know that Silver Cloud Photography player profile this week is number 77, Robbie McLam. That's offensive lineman for the Sun Devils. Number 77, Robbie McLam, is our Silver Cloud Photography player profiler of the week. Now, before I get into my next segment here, when I look at, you know, doing the show, I want to try to get something interesting. I want to get people talking and get your thoughts on who you would pick to be in a top 10. And this week, I'm doing an NFL top 10 wide receivers list. Now, this is just my opinion. This is not all written in stone. Everybody's got a different opinion about it. But this is the top 10 that I have. Number 10, Art Monk of the Washington Redskins. Art Monk was just an amazing wide receiver. Had great longevity at Washington. Played with several quarterbacks that really helped him craft his game. And to me, Art Monk is a top 10 wide receiver all time. Number 9, Chris Carter of Minnesota. Now, he did play somewhere else, but most of his time was in Minnesota. And Chris Carter, I think, one of the best route runners I've ever seen. Number 8, I have a tie. I know that seems kind of silly, but it's just the way it is. Number 8, I have Lynn Swann and Marvin Harrison. Lynn Swann, of course, of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Marvin Harrison of the Indianapolis Colts. Marvin was able to play with Peyton Manning and got a lot of his yards and everything off of Peyton. And Lynn Swann, of course, played with Bradshaw. And that leads me to number 7, Terrell Owens of the 49ers / Cowboys / Eagles. Even though I don't really agree with a lot of what Terrell has done in his career, you can't take it away that the guy was a great pro. I mean, he could play the game of football, and he was a force to be reckoned with. Number 6, Larry Fitzgerald of the Cardinals. You know, this is a guy that, you know, he's always been on a team that has never been able to perform at the level that it should have. He did have a little bit of success, was able to make it to a Super Bowl, but in the last few years, his role has been diminished, but it doesn't mean that this guy does not know how to play football and that he's not one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. Number 5, Fred Biletnikoff of the Raiders. Now, a lot of you might not have ever seen Fred Biletnikoff, but if you go back and watch NFL films, the guy was unreal. The hits that he took, the way he would go across the middle. Biletnikoff was just an awe-inspiring football player, and one that I got to see a little bit of in my time. And definitely a lot of NFL films watching him play. Number 4, Randy Moss. Randy Moss, of course, of Minnesota and New England. And I believe he also played with the Raiders. He just a great player. Things that, you know, just they was just able to throw the ball up and he would just catch it. He would just tell him, get me the ball, throw it up, and the guy could just find it and get it, and he could jump higher than anybody else and was able to just do things going across the middle that a lot of players would not do today. Number three, Megatron, Calvin Johnson from Detroit, a guy who I really wished had been on a different team. I think he could have went to several Super Bowls if he hadn't been in Detroit, kind of like the Barry Sanders syndrome. He was put on a team that allowed him to show his talent, but at the same time wasn't able to get to that next level because of that team. Number two, one of my favorite players of all time, Steve Largent of Seattle. Steve Largent, another guy that would just go across the middle, little guy, and didn't care, and he would take some of the most ferocious hits. He would also juke legends like Ronnie Lott and Harris, and just guys that you have to go back and watch NFL films to get a little taste of Steve Largent. Steve Largent, someone who I have nothing but respect for, and I tell you, I really miss that kind of football player on the field right now. Next, without a shadow of a doubt, and I think this is number one on everybody's list, Jerry Rice of the 49ers. I don't think anybody will ever be able to match what Jerry did and do what Jerry did. Jerry was just one of the most hardest working football players in the sport. He did it in a time when the defensive backs had more room to hit you and mess with you, and he was still able to do things on the field that guys now are only able to do because the defensive backs can't, you know, stay on you like they used to. So that's my top 10. Once again, that's Art Monk number 10, Chris Carter number 9, a tie for Lynn Swann and Marvin Harrison at number 8, Terrell Owens 7, Larry Fitzgerald 6, Fred Napolitnikoff number 4, Randy Moss 3, Calvin Johnson 2, Steve Largent, and number 1, Jerry Rice. Well, hopefully next week we'll have Coach on the show, and hopefully we'll be talking about a win. Right now, they're still trying to decide. You know, there's a lot of weather issues. The game's being played in Charleston, South Carolina. So we wish Coach and all the players and the other coaches a safe trip down there, and hopefully everything goes out well and they're able to get the game in and, you know, have a safe week. And just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. Sorry for such a short show. Like I said, we was expecting Coach to be on. We had some difficulties getting him. There was a lot of things he had to get done that last second that, you know, of course, you know, when you're coaching and owning a team, there's a lot of different things and scenarios that come up when the weather's bad and just other things that seem to happen. So I do appreciate your Coach, you know, letting me know tonight that, you know, he really, really wanted to be on and talk to everybody. But we'll get him back next week, hopefully, and hopefully everything goes well. All right. Thank you for listening to JBE Sports Talk. And we're going to start having two shows a week. We'll have a sports show during the middle of the week, getting ready for the March Madness. We've got some special guests going to be joining us. So just be listening in, tuning in, JBE Sports Talk. And also, just want to let everybody know about the JBE Sports Talk. We'll be sponsoring the Heat baseball team. That's the Star Iva Heat baseball team, both 12 and 10 and under. We've went out to be a part. We got in touch with Brooks, who is the coach of both teams. And these boys, I tell you what, if you ever wanted to see a little league baseball team that knows how to play great baseball, you got to get out and watch the Star Iva Heat, both 12 and 10 under teams. And I tell you what, last year they almost made it to the Little League World Series, and I think this year is their year. So get out there and support the Heat baseball team. And we just want to thank you for listening. Y'all have a great night.